who is the he that turns away or turns himself away? Or, you know, whenever truth and good approach, there's a turning away that occurs. So try and remove the idea of person. The he that turns away is proprium. And by default, it's facing the other way. It can't face the Lord. So what we know is that proprium is a multiplicity. So on a interior, external level, it's multiple communities that have formed around the loves of self and love of the world and our identification with that. So that is what turns away. So the interesting thing about this is that we have the idea that we are turning away. Well, the default position for our sense of self identified with the loves of self and love of the world is back to what is good and true, only the things that support self before oneself, if you like. And so the actual experience is the Word continually turning what is of the Lord in us toward himself, and our sense of self or a new sense of self being developed as that process occurs. So whenever we take hold of truths and are willing to work with them so far as self-examination and repentance is concerned, we are in a state of turning to. That state will pass and we'll have the experience of being turned away, having to turn yet again. So that alternation of state is clearly what's indicated here. So Jehovah is the Lord and the Lord is the Word. So what you experience is a turning to. What is of the Lord is always before the Lord, right? And what is opposed to the Lord is always opposed, facing the other way. But the experience that we have is one of alternations because of our finite reception of what is of the Lord. So there's always a sense of self involved. That's the basis for the building of a new will and understanding.